This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States says it is up to Afghanistan's security forces to defend their country after Taliban militants captured a sixth provincial capital on Monday, along with border towns and trade routes. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of this month, arguing that the Afghan people must decide their own future. He said he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year war. The Taliban have stepped up their campaign to defeat the government as foreign forces withdraw. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Monday that the United States is deeply concerned about the trend, but that Afghan security forces have the capability to fight the insurgent group. Germany will step up efforts to fly to safety Afghans who worked for the German military in Afghanistan. This, according to Finance Minister Olaf Scholz, who said that he made that comment Tuesday in an interview with German media. He spoke as Taliban fighters seized more territory from forces loyal to the government in Kabul. Since 2013, Germany has admitted nearly 800 Afghans in that category and about 2,500 family members over security fears. And calls to accelerate the process for support staff still in Afghanistan have grown louder as the Taliban have advanced. Scholz said in an interview with German media that officials are discussing whether they can speed up the transport for those Afghans who have been cleared to emigrate. He said, "We are responsible for the locals who supported us on the ground." And the Pentagon announced Monday members of the U.S. military will be required to have the COVID-19 vaccine beginning September 15th under a plan endorsed by President Biden. VOA News.